The Seattle area has become a difficult place to buy a house, and the shortage of houses is widening the wealth gap between the people who can buy and those who are locked out. KUOW's Carolyn Adolf reports.
Even for prosperous families, this is a miserable time to look for a home.
Welcome
to our house.
Allison Dunmeyer has two small girls, a husband at Microsoft, and a Kirkland landlord willing to put off selling his house until she buys hers. But even in this no-pressure situation, misery.
When I stop to think about it too much, it makes me so mad. You know, what we're looking at here is just, it's stuff that I don't even want to live in, you know? So it can be a little bit depressing at times.
Like last week, Dunmeyer and her husband finally saw a house they thought might work if they renovated. But they lost the house to someone who bid
close to $60,000 over asking.
Dunmeyer says this is not a good market for a family that wants the right house at the right price.
There's just no inventory, and if there is inventory, it goes like in a heartbeat.
Low borrowing costs won't go on forever, and that's driving some of this fever. But another player is the actual rise in people with money coming to town. Search engineer on a job site, and there are 9,000 Seattle listings. And because demand from employers is up, salaries are going up too. Not so the supply of homes for sale, which explains the bidding wars. Patty Hill is the president of the King County Realtors. One of her clients recently won a bidding war.
We had to pay over $100,000 more than asking to get the house, which is a little crazy.
Cash is king when others need financing. And do you really want to risk asking for a home inspection? This is a game that can only be won by the few at the top of the economic scale. Martha Burkhardt works for the nonprofit Habitat for Humanity. She was looking in Rainier Valley and lost three houses to bidding wars.
It felt like we couldn't get anything because we'd be outbid.
On the fourth try, Burkhardt won. Her family gave her money, and she still needed some luck.
It was escalating, and at a certain point, they said no more. Last bid.
And bagged a house in Beacon Hill with pink carpet for $45,000 over list. You can see why the data analysis company Realty Track says Seattle is among the least affordable cities for people with a low down payment. The head of Habitat for Humanity, Kevin Hunter, says there's a wedge between people who can buy and can't.
We're becoming the next San Francisco. People that work in King County and in the city of Seattle can't even afford to live in proximity to their livelihood. And so they're being forced to move either out of county or to remote places within the county. The pressure is going up.
So the supply crisis is pushing home ownership beyond some people's reach, and people with lower incomes are on the sidelines, waiting for something to change. If only there was another supply of houses out there, some supply that offered even a slim possibility for families of ordinary means. Turns out there is one. I'm Carolyn Adolf, KUOW News.